Rochester is still a hub for creativity and patents, but
yes,
does the state still have that mentality of the days of Willis Carrier and George Eastman and those folks? Is it still here?
I'd love to be able to say sure, but I'm not sure the evidence supports that. So you're right. Rochester still, I believe, has the highest density on a per capita basis of patent holders in the country. But with the demise of Kodak, what's going to happen there? Is Rochester, it's not actually known as a hotbed of entrepreneurship, that these people turn their patents and their inventions and obviously their ingenious capacity to think in new realms into new businesses. And the arch that I worry about that goes over everything in New York is a tax regime and a regulatory regime that, you know, to speak in plain language, would frighten any entrepreneur.
So I think what you're hinting at is that there's too much government involvement, and it's stifling, you know, innovation in this entrepreneurship mentality or this environment that is necessary.
That's correct. You know, you build up too much government, and it does stifle entrepreneurship. It becomes a situation in which nobody does anything without asking for permission. Now, historically, I want to suggest to you that Willis Carey didn't ask anybody for permission. Can I invent air conditioning? Can I hire thousands of people?
When you look at places like Albany and, you know, Global Foundries or a lot of the nanotech stuff there, isn't that a lot of government-funded and government-backed?
I think the proof is in the pudding. Do you think when we go back and look 10 years from now that Albany will be like Route 128 in Boston, awash in new companies? Albany's not going to do it. Because in the end, you can give tax breaks to build the buildings, okay? You can give tax breaks to induce people to come in. But the minute those companies start to make money, the state will confiscate profit. Who would do it?
There's an argument about the fact that, you know, entrepreneurship and innovation wouldn't happen without at least some government support and, you know, building that infrastructure, the buildings and such. Your thoughts on that argument towards, you know, government support?
It's ahistorical and it's not correct. Before the federal government was of any size whatsoever, we had industrialized America with virtually no help of the federal government, okay? And the narrative that government is important, I don't believe it's true.
So where does the responsibility to create the right kind of environment for entrepreneurship and startups lie? You're seeing a lot more emphasis from universities. I mean, right here in Syracuse University, they hired you. We have the Student Sandbox now. There's
Tech Garden. There's a lot of stuff. Well, I don't know as anybody has the responsibility. We never had to have responsibility. Americans, if left to themselves, will do this. The evidence is all on my side. We create more businesses per capita than any country in the world except Israel. 70% of high school kids want to start a business. We would have so much more of this, in many ways, if government got out of the way.
Traditionally, a lot of startups and small businesses are just that. They're small. They're not the big job creators that, you know, can five companies that, you know, hire five or six people replace Carrier air conditioning?
No.
So are they really enough of a solution?
The ones that become scale businesses, that's the real trick. Now, all of them start small.